You may have heard that 60 is the new 25, or is 60 the new 40? I can't remember. Anyway, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has a pair of novels about women of a certain age. But Marion, it also looks like both are set in Italy?
You're right. Based on these two delightful new novels, the only really important question for a woman facing retirement is Tuscany or Sicily? Let's start with Women in Sunlight by Frances Mays. Wouldn't it be nice to live in a world of gorgeous flowers, delicious food and wine, and dear friends who just keep getting better all the time, while you fulfill your deepest creative potential, escape the pain of your past, get a hot new boyfriend, and learn that your few remaining problems have resolved themselves? Frances Mays, who took the bestseller list by storm with her previous book, Under the Tuscan Sun, begins her new one at an upscale retirement community in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The three main characters, Camille, Julia, and Susan, all accomplished women with interesting lives behind them, meet each other there at an open house. They quickly become friends, and instead of purchasing condos as they had planned, they get a better idea. Why not rent a villa in the Tuscan countryside for a year? This book doesn't have much of a plot, but it really doesn't need one. Open to any page, and you'll find a sentence like this. He also brought some Sardinian pecorino called Fiora del Monte that Julia raves about and keeps slicing and piling onto a board with slivers of focaccia, olives she baked with hot peppers, and lemon peel. They're in no rush for dinner. Who would be? The pleasure of the descriptions of colors and tastes and various Italian tourist destinations, plus the poetry written by the writer character, the gardens planted by the gardening character, and the handmade paper made by the papermaking character, etc., keep this party going all year long. Moving further south, we find Antipoldi and the Sicilian Lions by Mario Giordano. This is the first volume of a new detective series featuring a 60-year-old German woman named Poldi, who announces to her friends and family that she is moving to Sicily to buy a house with a view of the ocean and drink herself to death. But before she can get that project underway, her handsome handyman goes missing and she stumbles over his corpse during her morning beach walk. Soon there's an investigation, a smoldering police inspector, a romantic entanglement, one false lead after another, and a rooftop showdown. Here's what they said in the book list review. As types of amateur sleuths go, the category of lusty Bavarian widow has been woefully underrepresented until now. Fans of international mysteries or those who just fantasize about good wine and languorous meals on the Italian coast will devour this debut. I'm not exactly in either of those categories, but Giordano has won me over, and I'm eagerly waiting the second in the series, coming soon, I believe. It's called Antipoldi and the Vineyards of Etna. Knowing Poldi, those vineyards are in for a workout.
The books are Women in Sunlight by Frances Mays and Antipoldi and the Sicilian Lions by Mario Giordano. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.
You may have heard that 60 is the new 25, or is 60 the new 40? I can't remember. Anyway, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has a pair of novels about women of a certain age. But Marion, it also looks like both are set in Italy?
You're right. Based on these two delightful new novels, the only really important question for a woman facing retirement is Tuscany or Sicily? Let's start with Women in Sunlight by Frances Mays. Wouldn't it be nice to live in a world of gorgeous flowers, delicious food and wine, and dear friends who just keep getting better all the time, while you fulfill your deepest creative potential, escape the pain of your past, get a hot new boyfriend, and learn that your few remaining problems have resolved themselves? Frances Mays, who took the bestseller list by storm with her previous book, Under the Tuscan Sun, begins her new one at an upscale retirement community in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The three main characters, Camille, Julia, and Susan, all accomplished women with interesting lives behind them, meet each other there at an open house. They quickly become friends, and instead of purchasing condos as they had planned, they get a better idea. Why not rent a villa in the Tuscan countryside for a year? This book doesn't have much of a plot, but it really doesn't need one. Open to any page, and you'll find a sentence like this. He also brought some Sardinian pecorino called Fiora del Monte that Julia raves about and keeps slicing and piling onto a board with slivers of focaccia, olives she baked with hot peppers, and lemon peel. They're in no rush for dinner. who would be? The pleasure of the descriptions of colors and tastes in various Italian tourist destinations, plus the poetry written by the writer character, the gardens planted by the gardening character, and the handmade paper made by the papermaking character, etc., keep this party going all year long. Moving further south, we find Antipoldi and the Sicilian Lions by Mario Giordano. This is the first volume of a new detective series featuring a 60-year-old German woman named Poldi, who announces to her friends and family that she is moving to Sicily to buy a house with a view of the ocean and drink herself to death. But before she can get that project underway, her handsome handyman goes missing and she stumbles over his corpse during her morning beach walk. Soon there's an investigation, a smoldering police inspector, a romantic entanglement, one false lead after another, and a rooftop showdown. Here's what they said in the book list review. As types of amateur sleuths go, the category of lusty Bavarian widow has been woefully underrepresented until now. Fans of international mysteries or those who just fantasize about good wine and languorous meals on the Italian coast will devour this debut. I'm not exactly in either of those categories, but Giordano has won me over, and I'm eagerly waiting the second in the series, coming soon, I believe. It's called Antipoldi and the Vineyards of Etna. Knowing Poldi, those vineyards are in for a workout.
The books are Women in Sunlight by Frances Mays and Antipoldi and the Sicilian Lions by Mario Giordano. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.